Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we pull back the curtain and go behind the scenes on this week's Prophecy in the News live event taking place in Minnesota. The SWRC team is ready for this week's Prophecy in the News live event. It begins tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th at Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Come hear the latest One World update, examine biblical artifacts from Israel, and learn about the earth before the flood. You'll learn how to have victory in the invisible war on the saints, and you'll discover the truth behind the secret societies. Tickets are free, but seating is limited, so please make sure you register today. Simply visit our website, swrc.com, and click on Events. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, this Friday and Saturday in New Prague, Minnesota. Today, we have a full studio. Micah Van Hus, Clayton Van Hus, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and Josh Davis are all here, ready to discuss the events that are currently taking place in the Middle East and provide their unique perspectives and analysis.
SWRC is coming to Minnesota. That'll be on Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. We are excited to be at the Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Prophecy in the News live event is free Friday, Saturday, August 16th and 17th. And I am privileged to be joined in studio by Pastor Larry Spargimino, Clayton Van Hus, Micah Van Hus, as we preview these things and as we share some important updates with you, things that are happening in Israel. And Pastor Larry, you're going to be speaking about your new book, The Abraham Proclamation, and it includes a lot of information relevant to what we see happening in Israel with Hamas and with some of the other major players on the world stage. What are some of the things that you're going to be talking about there in Minnesota?
Well, I want to really speak about the importance of knowing the Bible. I think we're suffering from a lack of knowledge of the Bible. The situation about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would not exist if people knew the Bible and knew history. During the entire period of recorded history, several thousand years, Palestinian Arabs never ruled Palestine. The Jews are not invaders. They're not occupiers of ancient Palestinian territory. There's no such thing as ancient Palestinian territory. I want to speak about that. It's very important. But the only constant presence in the land, quote, between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean, has been a Jewish presence. The number of Jews at times may have been small, but Jews have been there. And in addition to the Jews, there have been soldiers of the occupying forces and their slaves. Century after century, the culture, social fabric, identity of these inhabitants changed as the ruling powers changed. Only the Jewish presence remained constant. So, as the sole survivors of the land, they alone have maintained an uninterrupted national link since Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And, of course, the land between the river and the sea is the land of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his sons. The land has been Jewish land, the land of the first and second Jewish temples. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. I think it's very important. People are confused. The world thinks that somehow Israel is an invader. Israel is not an invader, and I think that's a key issue.
Well, we're also privileged to be joined with Clayton and Micah Van Hus. Clayton, I know that you've spent some time in Israel recently digging, and you have talked to the people. You've been there, been around them, and you have a unique perspective on these things. Clayton, why don't you share a little bit about your perspective on these kinds of things and what's happening in Israel right now?
Right. Before we get to right now, I want to go back to what Larry was talking about. Of course, you know, we don't see the Arab population moving in until the 7th century when, you know, Islam starts to spread, and the Byzantine Arab wars and that sort of thing. So we have the Byzantine era Roman Empire. We have Christians fighting Arabs and the Arabs coming in. And we see that when we dig archaeologically in the ground, we can look back 3,400 years ago when we find Israelite occupation of the land. We find Jewish writings and things like that. It's not until the 7th century AD that we begin to see this moving in of these Muslims. We do. We come across these potsherds that have painting on the outside. You can always tell Islamic pottery from that period. It's very pretty. It's got some neat designs. And then as it develops, it gets this nice green glaze inside. So in the ground, we don't see them moving in until about 1300 years ago, maybe 14, somewhere, you know, back there in the middle of the 7th century. Now, as far as what's going on today, very, very ugly situation, of course, and between Palestinians and Israelis. And I think we don't always get the right terms. What's the difference between someone who's Jewish, someone who's Israeli, someone who's Arab, someone who's Muslim, who's Palestinian? These are all different terms that mean different things. And so in the streets, when you talk to people, the streets are empty. It's sad. Not a lot of tourism right now. There's some, but not a lot of American tourism for sure. I saw shops boarded up that, you know, places where I'm used to going, and the doors are shut because there's no one there to help. And the hotel where we stayed, there was a man who every year, he loves our archaeology team. We love him. He always is a great guy, kind of a manager of the dining room. And he told us that he had not worked since the war started. This was the first work he had had, was in May, since the war started.
So from October to May, he was basically out of work.
He said he enjoyed spending time with his wife and grandchildren, but he couldn't make money to provide. And so these are the things that are happening. He's a Palestinian. He was a Muslim himself. And so I know that a lot of the Palestinians can't get work, and the Israelis, a lot of them, they rely on tourism. I saw certain tour guides, Israeli tour guides who I know, they didn't have tours. They had to do private groups and things, and just to try to make some money to scrape by.
And we also see some headlines. The day that we're recording this, there's some news that is coming out that reminds us of the tensions that continue to escalate in the Middle East, speaking about Iran and Russia and how that they have strengthened their ties, and how Iran has requested advanced Russian air defense. And now it seems that Russia is supplying Iran with some military equipment that they will need to defend themselves and perhaps consider retaliation against Israel and the kinds of things that are happening. And the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Israeli Defense Minister Gallant agreed that an attack by Iranian proxies on American troops at an Iraqi airbase marked a dangerous escalation. Micah, you have served in the Marines for 8 years. You served in the Tennessee legislature for 8 years. You have a unique perspective on world events and what's happening. Why don't you come in with your perspective on these things?
Well, I was deployed to Al-Asad, the base that was hit yesterday, I guess it was. I was actually there for 7 months, I think, 6 months, back in 2009, 2010. So yeah, I mean, things are definitely escalating. I want to touch more on a little bit of a political point.
Yes.
About the hypocrisy in the media. Now, we are seeing the Islamic repopulation of European countries. We're seeing what's going on in England. And the media will say, how dare you say that Muslim immigrants don't belong in England? England is a land for Englishmen. America is for Americans. The media will call you out for saying that. But would they ever allow anyone to say that Palestine is for everybody? No, they're going to say Palestine is for Palestinians. So that's just the hypocrisy in the media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's our world's coming to a boiling point. And
right.
Most likely the end time scenario in scripture. Yeah, those are my take on it.
Well, what do you think about like the escalation towards a World War III kind of event? I know with your background in politics and in the military, I think you have a unique perspective to offer.
When America, the most powerful force in the world, is weak, when we display weakness and we promote weakness, when we pull out of the Middle East and allow Iran to run things, such as the Obama administration did, and obviously the third term of the Obama administration through Joe Biden, when you have weak leadership, that's what happens. There's a vacuum of power in the world. And when America doesn't stand up to radical Islamic terrorism, when they don't stand up to things like that, this is what's going to happen. And, you know, We just saw it here just a little bit ago. Kamala Harris decided not to pick Shapiro as her vice presidential nominee, most likely because he is a Jew. So, you know, the left is running as far away as they can from Israel. And Israel needs a strong, the world needs a strong America.
Yes. Well, friends, we are highlighting some of the world events that's going on, and things are really ramping up. I know that there's certainly some biblically significant escalations and markers that we're seeing develop in the world. And these are the kinds of things that we're going to be discussing at Prophecy in the News live events. And we've got two more left on the calendar for 2024. Of course, today we're especially highlighting us going to Minnesota, to the Hillspring Church, New Prague, Minnesota. And that's going to be Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. This event is free, and we are excited to be heading to Minnesota. And you can register for this free event by going to swrc.com, click on events, and then it'll pull up all the events that we have scheduled. And the very first one on the top of the page is this Minnesota event. And you can click that, and a box opens up where you can register directly on the swrc.com website. If you'd like to register by phone, you can do so as well by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Now, it won't be just us four men speaking in Minnesota. We'll also be joined there by Greg Patton and by Larry Stamm. And we are excited to be there together. Pastor Larry, what are some of the other important truths that you'll be speaking about there in Minnesota?
Well, I'm going to be really delving into replacement theology. And of course, that's the view that the Christian church has inherited God's original promises to Israel. That's the view that says all of God's land promises to Israel have already been fulfilled. Now, that's one of their big points. That's their argument, but that's not true. I want to point out some scriptures. For example, Joshua 11:23 says, "So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said unto Moses." Now, that's one of their big texts. But like I've often said, a text without a context is a pretext. So if you go to Joshua 13:1-6, we basically read, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." So that Joshua 11:23 passage that the replacement people appeal to is taken out of context. And even in the days of Joshua, the Jebusites were still in control of Jerusalem. Joshua 15:63 says the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah unto this day. So these are some of the things I want to deal with. I'll be using my new book, The Abraham Proclamation, as sort of a platform. The book is available. I think it really deals with very, very important issues. I spent a lot of time and research on it. It actually grew out of the disaster of October the 7th. Now, tying in with all of that, I want to show, and I really agree with Michael who just spoke, I want to show that America's declining morals are in the center of the picture and the center of the problem. For example, an old man is walking down the street. He has a cane. He has a limp. He's bent and stooped. Someone comes up behind him and hits him with a baseball bat. He falls. What happens? Do people render assistance? No. They go through his pockets. They check out his wallet and go through his trousers. They want money. They want a watch. So a crowd is growing. What are people doing? They're filming the whole thing with their iPhones. They want to have something interesting to put on social media. What's happening to us? I mean, this is terrible. Like our brother just said, you know, we've got no stature. People are not afraid of us. And I think it's becoming more and more evident that when a people, whether it's in any, whatever nation it is, when we forget God, we've got problems. I think of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Russian dissident, wrote a big book, and he asked the question, why are all these horrible things happening to us? His answer, we have forgotten God. That's why this is happening to us. And I also want to say some things about revival in America. I think we see some really positive things. I think we see store owners, for example, fighting back. People are, you know, pulling stuff off the shelves. Well, the store owners are fighting back. Praise the Lord. We We need to resist. We need to wake up. We need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to make us bold. I'm thinking of the church in Jerusalem in Acts. You know, they were having all kinds of problems. What did they pray for? They prayed for boldness. That's what we need to pray for. We need to lay hold of God and not let him go until he fills us with his Spirit, gives us the power, gives us the certainty, and we overcome this evil entity, which is progressive liberalism, replacement theology. It's so infected the church. It's so disastrous to what's happening in America and the whole world. So I'm really excited about the presentation. I'm looking forward to seeing the folks up in Minnesota. I originally come from upstate New York, so I think going back to Minnesota, I'll see all the pine trees just like I used to see in upstate New York.
Well, amen, Pastor Larry. Thank you so much for sharing that perspective. And Pastor Larry will be speaking at 9 a.m. both days. First session, doors will open at 8 a.m. The first session begins at 9, and Pastor Larry will be kicking us off both days, speaking about the kinds of things that he's highlighted. Lots of resources will be available, all of Pastor Larry's books and Micah's books and Clayton's resources as well. And Clayton has some wonderful displays of archaeology and things that you can see and touch, perhaps, if he lets you. But it's a lot of neat things on display there at the Prophecy in the News Live. And it's coming to Minnesota August 16th and 17th. Clayton, why don't you highlight some of the things that you're going to be sharing in Minnesota?
We're going to be talking about some things that are very pertinent to today's headlines. We're going to be talking about a prophecy that was given 3,400 years ago by a prophet who was not a good man, but he was a prophet, a man named Balaam. And if you know that name, then probably what you know about Balaam is that his donkey talked to him. When you're a kid and you're in Sunday school and they put the flannel graph up, you go home and you tell your parents that you learned about a talking donkey. That is not the takeaway that we are taking from the story of Balaam. So we're going to look at that in its historical and cultural context. He made a prophecy in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, in which he says that coming out of Israel will be a star and a scepter. And those two things are very, very dependent upon understanding the culture, to understand what he was saying. In fact, if you want to do some homework, you can look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, in which Jesus, in his next to the last words in the Bible, his penultimate thing that he says is that he is fulfilling that prophecy. One, he already has, but two, there is still future fulfillment of it. And I think that's very interesting. So we're going to talk about a star and a scepter. Also, we're going to be talking about unicorn Bible archaeology. We see a lot today. In fact, this morning on social media, I was reading some claims by some people about some finds that they have made. Mm-hmm. And they're not. They're taking cave art from the Middle East and saying, oh, look, this is Israelite, and you can say which tribe this is and what. And no, you can't. Mm. These things are known, they're interpreted. So we have this thing going on right now amongst Christians and in the church, and we're so excited to find things that affirm what we read in Scripture, the verisimilitudes between what's in the ground and what's in the Bible. And so we're so excited about it that when someone reports something, we oftentimes don't look into the truth of it. And we need to be very careful with that, going out with disinformation or misinformation. And I say, you know, those two words mean different things. Are we being lied to, or did someone just not do their homework and they think they're seeing what they're proposing? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And yes, there will be some artifacts there. I'll see if I can bring some of that Islamic pottery we were talking about.
Yeah, interesting.
I'll have pottery from the time of Jesus. I'll have things from the time of David, different articles from different time periods that you can look at, some of which will be you can handle.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff. We are going to be at Hill Spring Church, New Prague, Minnesota, August 16th and 17th. It's a Friday and Saturday. It's all day long. We start at 9 a.m., as I said, with Pastor Larry Spargimino, kicking off both days. Clayton is speaking right before lunch both days, too, and Michael will be our keynote on Friday, speaking about the earth as it was, and then, again, Michael will be speaking on Saturday about secret societies. Michael, why don't you highlight a little bit of what you'll be talking about? And you have a new kids resource available as well, A Boy and His Dinosaur. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to have something for the whole family available on resource tables in Minnesota.
Yes, A Boy and His Dinosaur is my latest. It's a kid's book, so it didn't take as long to write as the others. And about ready to publish A Girl and Her Dinosaur. I don't know if it'll be ready for Minnesota. I'm going to do my best. But anyway, so our new kids series, a lot of fun to write those and make AI art for those. So the other two topics are my second and third book. The Earth as It Was will be Friday. We talk about creation theories, biblical speculation about the world. We talk about dinosaurs. We talk about the firmament that likely existed before the flood of Noah, the ice in the sky. We talk about the longevity of mankind, the giant animals. We talk about the giants and the watchers and the Earth as it was, and that'll be Friday. Saturday, I will be speaking on my latest book, Secret Societies, Blood Never Sleeps, and that is my biblically-based speculation and study about the secret societies of the world, their origins from before the flood, then after the flood with Nimrod, going all the way throughout history, the manipulation that they've done to different governments, different people, and different organizations. And then we culminate it with what I believe the end time scenario is with the secret societies, what the secret society's ultimate goal is, what they're trying to do to God. So fun stuff to study.
We are at the Hillspring Church Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. Registration is free. You can visit swrc.com/events and register right there on the website, or you can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. As I said a few minutes ago, it's important that you register today. Don't put that off, because it seems that we are approaching max capacity there at the church, and that's a good thing to have happen. And we're excited to fellowship with some dear friends of SWRC who is going to be with us in Minnesota. We're excited to be at the Hillspring Church. And again, we encourage you to register for the Gettysburg Conference, going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in October, and we are excited about that. More information can be found at swrc.com. Pastor Larry, what closing thoughts do you have for us today?
Well, one of the things I want to look at, I want to point out something very important. God has not forgotten his people. God is working in Israel at the present time. As a matter of fact, Israel's recent pinpoint assassinations, one in Lebanon and another one in Iran, I think it's proof of that. You all remember the story of Fuad Shukr, Hezbollah's chief of staff, taken out in Beirut. And one of the leaders of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, killed when a missile slammed into his apartment in Tehran where he was sleeping. Israel needs to turn to the Lord, needs to do what God says in his word. But even now, God is working in a mighty way in Israel. The fact that he's taking out these criminals in their own country and on their own turf is to me absolutely amazing. How they do it, I really don't know, but I'm sure that God is with them and God is encouraging them and us as well.
Michael, what closing thoughts would you like to leave our audience with today as we prepare to head to Minnesota?
I'm very much looking forward to heading up to Minnesota. We always have a good time. I don't know who invited Larry Stamm, but I always enjoy seeing all the guys, but Larry and his ministry. They always try to put my table next to Larry because he does such a good job of selling his books that maybe it'll brush off onto the Marginal Mysteries table. So if you're interested in what we talk about at Marginal Mysteries, the mysterious things, again, I'm the guy talking about The Earth as It Was and Secret Societies in my first book, Ancient Cities and the Gods Who Built Them, and my next book, Angels Eternal. You can visit us at marginalmysteries.com. You can also get those resources at Southwest Radio Ministries. But marginalmysteries.com, if you're interested in the political aspect, we talked a little bit about politics earlier.
Yes.
We have at Southwest Radio Ministries, we have a new political branch called Super Freedom Brothers, and we already have a number of podcasts on YouTube. And we have a Twitter, so follow Super Freedom Brothers if you're interested in the conservative political side of things.
And Clayton, why don't you give us some closing thoughts and ways that people can connect with Affirm Apologetics branch of SWRC?
Absolutely. You can find us at affirmapologetics.com, affirmapologetics.com. I'm looking forward to getting together with some like-minded believers to talk about the Lord, to talk about the Bible, and to just talk about The things that we see, the evidences, and the hope that we have.
Yes.
And that's always an exciting time to get together with others and do that.
It is. And this is a time for great hope. You know, sometimes people use Bible prophecy and the kinds of things that we've discussed today to lead to fear, but I don't see any scripture that tells the children of God to be afraid of what's coming. In fact, it says, comfort one another with these words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and many other scriptures speak about the hope and the expectation that we have of being with Christ. And that's the message that we deliver here through SWRC, and we're excited to bring that to Minnesota. Again, let me mention it one more time for you folks, that we'll be at the Hillspring Church Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th, Prophecy in the News Live. And it's a free event, and we are excited to be partnering with this church and with some dear friends who attend this church and invited us to come and minister there. And we're just praying for a wonderful time there together in New Prague, Minnesota. It's about an hour down below Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and we're excited to be joined with fellow believers there in Minnesota. Please register today, swrc.com/events, or call 1-800-652-1144. Again, Pastor Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Hus, Clayton Van Hus, myself will be there speaking, and we are excited for this. And don't forget about the upcoming Gettysburg Conference in October. We would love to see you there as well. More information can be found on the website. Pastor Larry, thank you for joining us today.
Amen. Good to be with you guys.
And Micah, thank you for joining us on the program.
Amen. Good to be with you guys.
Clayton Weir, glad to have you with us as well.
Great to be here.
And we're looking forward to being in Minnesota. And friends, we would love to see you there. Hope to see you August 16th and 17th at Hillspring Church.
Friends, we've been sharing with you our financial needs this summer, and God heard us. We ask, and you are responding. And today, I'm so excited to announce a very special $100,000 matching gift opportunity. Thanks to the generosity of a group of supporters, beginning right now through September 30th, every dollar given to Southwest Radio Ministries will be matched. Your gifts will be doubled up to $100,000. Your gift of any amount will go twice as far. You can give right now at our website, swrc.com. Or you can give by calling us, 1-800-652-1144. Thank you for your continued support of Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. Tomorrow, Donald Perkins continues his study through the Book of Revelation. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.